is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, Karen.
What a great day today, huh?
I know it. Another beautiful Saturday.
Uh-huh.
We love it.
We love it. And Thanksgiving will be here. Hopefully the weather will be nice. Hopefully.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. You're going to make a big dinner?
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to cook about 15 people.
Oh, just 15.
That's not my normal thing.
You know what? Mine started off with 8 or maybe, 6 to 8. Yeah. And then every year my mom invites someone that doesn't have a home. So she'll say,
so
you don't have a home.
That's
and I'll say,
nice.
Mom, who is that sitting at the table? Oh, that's Bill Johnson. I said, where did he come from? So this year,
but
I think it's just
really
going to
nice.
Be, oh, it's lovely.
Yeah,
and when
is.
We've gone from, a 12-pound bird to a 26-pound
yeah.
bird. And,
yay, Virginia. That's very
you
nice
go.
Of your
Jenny,
mom.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's all about Thanksgiving.
Do you have
I'm
it in the
cooking.
Afternoon or at night?
I have it at 5.
Okay.
And, so you can watch. We watch the parades in the morning.
The parades,
the Macy's
Day
Parade.
That's so great.
Have you ever seen the Macy's Day
not
in person?
Really.
I have not. Of course, we've been to Macy's in New York.
No,
but not
I
the
know.
Parade.
No, I've never
but
been there.
But amazing, the floats and, just,
I
it's
know.
Just so 8, nostalgic.
8,000 people participate in it, Jenny.
I know. It's just,
incredible.
You know what? It's this great tradition. And
wow.
After Thanksgiving, trust me, you could put a string on me and I could be one of the floats in the Macy's Day Parade because, oh my gosh, do we eat so much
no,
on
I
Thanksgiving.
Know. And it takes
disgusting.
So long to clean up. Do you know what I'm going to do this year? Are these nice acrylic plates that you can throw out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to do plates that we have to wash.
Go
it
to Costco.
2 hours.
You can get these fabulous
that's where we
silverware.
Got
yeah, the silverware that looks
it
absolutely
is. It looks
elegant.
Like crystal.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah. We're all about, easy.
And, we have a lot to be thankful for, but
we
not
do.
This one family, which was too bad. This mailman, who I'm sure feels very sad right now anyway, he goes to deliver mail to a family, and there is a body on the porch. Okay, he steps past it, delivers the mail, and then leaves. And this was during Halloween. He thought that this wasn't a real person.
He thought it was part of the display.
Yeah.
Like a Halloween
this
display.
This body that's laying there. And
oh
this
my
guy
gosh.
Was dead.
Oh, horrible.
Isn't that sad?
That's not good.
No, I know. And the weird thing is, his name was Dale Porch.
And he was found
on
the porch.
On the porch. Really weird. It was only 46. And the mailman, obviously feels extremely sad about that. So if you're ever, on a porch and there's whether it's Halloween
which
or
is,
not.
You know what? It happens to me often. I can't tell you how many bodies I've stepped over on my porch. And, it might be the kids. I don't know who it is. But then, if you tell me we're not going to say if you're ever on a porch and someone's laying there. But know that if you're at Karen's house,
we don't mean to make fun of
that's
this.
That's right, no. But Karen will certainly inform someone if there is
yeah,
a
obviously,
body on the
if
porch.
There's any body anywhere,
that's
I
so
would
sad.
Inform somebody.
That's
but
so
we'll,
sad.
We'll go
you know
to
what,
Celebrity
though?
Beat now, Jode.
Oh, perfect.
Speaking of porch, Lindsay Lohan
should
be. Sometimes she's been on many a porch,
yes,
I think.
She should stay on the porch and just not get off into the lawn because I'll tell you what, that poor girl, is she constantly in trouble?
Well, I don't know. She is playing Elizabeth Taylor. I think
yeah.
it's this Sunday
heard,
night. But
yes.
she dissed Barbara Walters.
Who disses Barbara
you
Walters?
You don't do that.
You
Jody.
Don't. No, she canceled. Did she cancel
wouldn't.
Her interview? Is
we
that what it was?
We wouldn't diss her, would we?
No,
yeah.
She canceled her
to
interview.
Go, and she, but she's going on Jay Leno.
Yeah,
but
that,
not Baba Wawa.
So yeah, that's not so yeah. good. But maybe she was exhausted or she maybe got into another car accident.
I don't
I'm
know.
Not
Barbara
sure.
is mad.
Yeah, I bet she's just livid. You just don't.
You
don't upset the queen. Of TV.
Queen
but speaking
Baba.
Of upset, there are yes. so many girls out there that I know with the most recent news of Justin Bieber are
oh,
not upset.
Happy,
they are
though.
Happy, happy, happy,
happy.
That's what
the
I'm
split.
Saying. They're happy. Nobody wants to see anyone break up, but Justin Bieber, is he single? Or what I'm hearing grumblings that there's a Victoria's Secret model.
God, what is he, 12 now? I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe 13 this year. I'm not sure. I think he just got his braces off. I mean, the man... What a life.
Oh,
what
my God.
A life.
She's adorable. Selena.
No, he's, what is he? He's 19, isn't he?
Oh, is he 19 now?
I think he's 19.
I don't know. All the
Ryan,
believers out there believing in him.
The
again.
Believe, yes. Yeah. We believe that he's single and he's out for, I guess he's out in the single world. How about Ryan Gosling,
isn't
though,
he
speaking
darling?
Of birthdays and age?
32.
Yeah. He's absolutely.
God, that's how, I mean,
beautiful.
That's how old my son is.
I can't. Even,
I shouldn't have said that.
I can't
sorry,
even talk
Mark.
About. That's right.
Sorry, how, Karen. What I mean, sorry, Mark.
That's right. Sorry, Mark. 32. I thought Mark was older.
No, he's just turned 32. And then look who turned 50, Jody. Demi Moore.
Yeah. I have to say, I think Demi is not looking so great. No. Unfortunately, she is not doing so hot.
No, she
God
went through
her.
A lot.
She did.
And then look at the Wizard of Oz. There was an auction in Beverly Hills, and they sold the Wizard of Oz dress. Guess for how much?
I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
sure
Almost
how much.
Almost half a million.
Oh, my gosh. Is it Judy Garland's dress?
Yeah, Judy
Oh, the gingham dress?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, my gosh. That is wonderful. Yeah, that's right. Because I read also that in this same auction that Steve McQueen's racing jacket sold for $50,000.
Wow.
I
but
love it.
I would have liked a piece of the royal wedding cake. Oh. Prince William's wedding cake with Kate Middleton.
How much did
sold
that go
for? $7,500. Can you believe that?
What are they going to do with that?
I don't know.
What if it crumbles or gets mold?
Speaking of crumbling bah humbug, guess who we have on today?
Who? Scrooge?
Yeah, that's right. A relative of Scrooge. Charles Dickens' great-great-grandson.
Oh, it's going to be
today.
On our show. How
Isn't
great
that cool?
is that? Wonderful.
Yeah, and
well,
guess who else?
Let's see. So we have Gerald Dickens. Mm-hmm. I know we have Don Crilly,
who is
a retired vascular surgeon, but yet wrote a fabulous book called The History of the World.
Amazing.
It's only just a small book of 1,000 pages.
I know, just a little
But
older.
An author. And
a luthier.
A luthier.
We added to our vocabulary.
We did. Sarah Gray
Sarah
will be on the
Gray.
Show with us as well.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes. And through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill. Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome22.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome22.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome22.com.
When someone makes a statement that they are the best, they cannot be afraid to back it. So when Guacamaya Mexican Restaurant says they're the best Mexican restaurant in town, you'd better believe they're ready to back it up. Come to Guacamaya and find out for yourself. There's the daily lunch buffet for only $6.99. On Mondays, enjoy their famous margaritas for only $1.59 all day. Plus, Guacamaya supports our military men and women with a Mexican buffet for just $4.49 with a valid military ID. On Tuesdays from 5 to 9, Omaha's best tacos are just 99 cents each. Wednesdays, kids get a free buffet. Limit one child per adult. Then on Saturday and Sunday, try the weekend buffet for only $8.49. Plus, Guacamaya Mexican Restaurant specializes in Mexican seafood and a whole lot more. There's a full bar, pool tables, a party room, and live entertainment. So go ahead, get to Guacamaya Mexican Restaurant and see for yourself if they aren't the best Mexican restaurant in town. Click guaca-mayan.com to see their full menu online. Guacamaya Mexican Restaurant on 33rd Street, just south on L.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at FilmStream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by FilmStreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at FilmStream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
We are thrilled today to have the great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens, Gerald Charles Dickens, on with us today. Hi,
welcome, Gerald.
Hello. Great pleasure to be here.
Oh, listen, it's a great pleasure to have you as
well.
To
hear you. Oh, that voice is wonderful.
Oh, Karen, we've lost her. Come back, Karen.
I'm gone.
Come back.
I'm gone.
She's out. That's right. If you had a uniform, then it would be all over. Uniform
no.
And an accent, Gerald. But you'll be wearing your Charles Dickens uniform.
Yes.
As if, let's tell the listeners, this is the 200th anniversary of Dickens' birth.
That's right.
Which is amazing. So you're on tour, Gerald, and you will be, you have a show today at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. At the Field Club. And,
right. And tonight, also.
It's part of a tour. Right the way through America, but performing A Christmas Carol, really, a one-man performance of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, it's a one-man performance,
wow.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah,
and it's sponsored by the Douglas County Historical Society, which
That's
is a terrific
right, yeah.
society.
Well, my second year working with them, and
they're
great people to work with. It's always very exciting.
You depict all 26 characters in this show?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
You know, Dickens wrote so brilliantly, and he created such great characters that all of these different characters just come alive. They all have their own voices, their own way of standing, the expressions on their faces, moving. It all just kind of happens straight off the page. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's just.
How
you
did
know.
You learn how to do all this? Did it take you a long time to study it, or are you
well,
just?
Yeah, it's always developing, really.
Mm-hmm.
The show started off many years ago as a reading. Somebody asked me to do a reading of A Christmas Carol, and I discovered that the characters were such fun to do that it seemed a shame to have them just there in a book. So
yeah.
I made it actually into a theatrical show where they could really kind of move around and do the whole thing.
Which is great. And Gerald, your background, from what I understand and we have read about you, is that you've performed in large theaters and stately homes and on cruise ships and at workshops and in university, and now you're currently on the American tour.
Mm-hmm.
What is your passion? Do you love working on cruise ships, or is this particular thing that you're working on now with the Douglas County Historical Society?
You know, what I love about what I do is the variety. Every single day is different.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
You know, from working in big theaters, or earlier in the week I was working in a large high school auditorium with 900 high school kids watching it. Now in a field club, and then another time we'll be in a library, and then perform in restaurants and everywhere. And that's the fascinating challenge, that the show is never the same twice. So it never becomes a chore, it never becomes dull, it never becomes difficult, because you're always having to think forward and adapt what you're doing, and that's the fascination of it to me.
And the show is A Chance Encounter with Mr. Dickens, right? So it's really taking pieces from A Christmas Carol. Is that correct?
Well, the Christmas Carol show is the entire story.
Correct.
From beginning to end,
sure.
All four ghosts and everything else. The version I use is pretty well based on the version that Dickens himself used when he went on the road. He did reading tours of A Christmas Carol. So that's my starting point. And it tells the whole story from beginning to end, but highly edited. If I was going to do the whole book, it would take about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
And but then at night, tonight in Omaha at 6, you're at the General Crook House, and you're doing the complete works of Dickens?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I'd give myself an easy...
Just something easy.
Really?
I mean, that's if that isn't a drive-through theater right there, that's nothing. That's right. My goodness.
The idea of that show, I wanted to do a show specifically for the anniversary. I wanted to write a new show in honor of this occasion, and I couldn't decide which book to use, and I thought, well, why don't I just use all of them? So I put together a show which features passages from every single Dickens novel, from The Pickwick Papers to Edwin Drood. But they're all linked together, so each passage runs into the next passage, so you don't see the join, you don't understand where the change is. So you're happily watching one part, and then all of a sudden you're with completely different characters and completely different situation. You're not quite sure how it happened. So it's almost a single narrative all the way through the novels. It's quite fun.
Oh, it sounds
that
fun.
That sounds wonderful.
And fascinating. I'm fascinated with a quote that I was reading in looking at your bio, Gerald, and it said that Dickens himself was a bit of a Scrooge, very demanding of his 10 children. I didn't realize he had 10 children, and some of them found it difficult living in his shadow. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Well, I think like any great men, any great artist particularly, you know, they tend to have very, 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 very ordered and strict lives, and I think anyone living on the periphery of that finds it very difficult to live with them and to sort of function, if you like. And I think Dickens's children really found that. They found him very, very difficult to be with because he was always doing everything at a million miles an hour. He always insisted on the absolute best, you know. So a lot of the children really didn't make much of themselves. They didn't have good careers. They weren't successful. Now, my great-grandfather, who was Charles's eighth child, he was the one that really had a successful career. He became a lawyer in London and a judge and actually was knighted. So he was the one.
So he made it. So one of the ten. And are there only two surviving family members left?
Oh, no. We're a big...
They're
no,
huge.
Of the kids, though, I'm sorry.
Of the 10 kids.
Of the 10 kids, there's only two left?
Oh, I see. Yes, that's right. The lines come down through two of them. Yep. So Henry, my great-grandfather, and Charles's eldest son, Charles Jr., they're the two lines.
And you just had a huge family reunion? You must have so many people.
Yeah, we did. But when we celebrated Dickens' 200th anniversary in February, about 200 and something members of the family all met up in London for a big lunch. That was amazing.
Oh, that is one big lunch.
And then, but, you know, as we were reading about you, Gerald, we also read that, you know, when you were younger, you didn't really go for his writings.
No, not at all. didn't mean anything to me. Didn't do a thing for me. At school, we had Oliver Twist given to us as a book we had to study, and I hated it.
Oh, you hated Oliver Twist? It was one of my favorites.
Oh, I couldn't get it on with it at all. And it was only when, many years later, I saw Dickens being performed on stage that it suddenly made sense to me. I suddenly got it. I realized how theatrical his writing was, how great his characters are, and that's when it really began to make an impression on me.
That's great.
And I was about 30.
You're about 30 at the time. And
yeah.
He also adored theater like you do, but he wanted to be an actor.
Yes, he did. And again, that's something that made the connection even more more real to me when I discovered that, when I discovered his fascination for the theatre and that he wanted to be an actor. Again, I began to see him in a completely different light. He now wasn't just the author of a book I'd been given to study at school. He was someone who I could really understand and follow.
Wow. And I love the way, you know, in his history, he saw the good in America and came to love it because he
really did.
Even though, you know, he lived the American dream, huh?
That's a very good point. He started in childhood with a very poor family and really didn't have much to his name and built himself up to this incredibly famous author. He was very famous in his own lifetime, a real celebrity at the time. And he did that just by the dint of hard work and effort. And that's why he appreciated America so much, because he'd sort of lived the American dream, if you like. He'd done it. It achieved everything just through hard work and commitment.
Isn't that wonderful? And you are carrying his legend on. I'm sure that he is looking down upon you and smiling and saying, that's right. He's certainly not saying bah humbug.
Mm-mm.
He is, I'm sure, so proud. And folks, if you have an opportunity to head out to Field Club to celebrate with Gerald at 1 o'clock today, would be the day at Field Club, or on Sunday.
House. No, tonight at
oh,
6 o'clock.
Oh, tonight at 6
yes,
o'clock.
Yes, the General Crook House. Yes, that's the complete work.
Oh, that is. That's right, the complete work. And then Sunday, Iowa Community Western College.
That's right, yep.
And Christmas Carol tomorrow.
That's Christmas Carol again. So
in Council Bluffs.
A couple of opportunities,
That's great. What time is that show, Karen?
The show tomorrow is in Council Bluffs, and it is at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh, that's great.
On November 18th, Sunday.
Gerald, it has been a great pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, we could listen to your voice forever, Gerald.
We so enjoy it.
Is there anything else you want to leave us with about your show? Or
the important thing about my shows is that they're fun, they're entertaining, yeah. They're theatrical.
Cool.
You know, if someone's worried about coming along to a rather stuffy English lecture, forget it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
So we're not going to bring our tea and cucumber sandwiches.
No.
We will we'll loosen up our ties and we'll live the American dream and watch fabulous Gerald Dickens perform.
Really?
We're very, very excited to see
great-great-grandson
the show
of
Absolutely.
Charles Dickens.
Yes,
how exciting!
Thanks Gerald, for sharing your afternoon with us.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Take good care. Best of luck.
Bye
bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
We'll be back with Sarah Gray.
Love's Jazz and Arts Center presents the Fine Art of Jazz exhibition, now on view at Love's Jazz and Arts Center. Feel the beat through 50 photographic portraits of influential American jazz singers and musicians. Join them for their first annual wine tasting event on Friday, November 30th from 5 to 10 p.m. Come see the Fine Art of Jazz exhibit, enjoy wine and food, and listen to the sounds of great jazz. Call 402-502-5291 or visit lovesjazzartcenter.org.
Houston, the assassin Alexander!
Man, that was a little dramatic. It's Houston Alexander, and I want you to join me to watch UFC 154 on pay-per-view at Whiskey Tango tonight. They've got $5 pitchers, $5 pieces, and a chance to sign up to win tickets to VFC 38 on December 15th at the new Ralston Arena. UFC 154 on pay-per-view tonight at Whiskey Tango, 15th of Farnham, downtown. Sponsored by Victory Fighting Championship. You must be 21 or older or kick your ass out.
What are you doing?
Trying to catch a thief, and this time, I'm going to get him.
What? We were robbed? When? How?
Every day. Someone is stealing our energy and our utility bill. It's going through the roof.
If you're dealing with an energy thief, call Controlled Comfort to get a home energy evaluation. Controlled Comfort technicians will use a thermal imager to see exactly where the energy thief is attacking your home. Is it escaping around the windows, through the attic, or is your heating and cooling system the culprit? Did you know your HVAC system alone consumes 43% of your utility usage? A home energy evaluation will literally show you all the ins and outs of your home. Stop the energy thief. Call Controlled Comfort at 402-333-2775 or click controlledcomfort.com.
For all your home and business needs, Control Comfort is here to please. Control Comfort keeps it under control.
Yeah. Is your kitchen or bathroom drain plugged up? Unplug it with a call to Carmody Plumbing. Call Carmody Plumbing at 402-451-4200 and tell them you want the 109. For just $109, Carmody Plumbing will open any drain, anytime.
Carmody Plumbing, 451-4200.
Does not include main line. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Call now to schedule your same-day service.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center,
a different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10/9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio. We are joined by Sarah Gray, who of all things is a luthier? And does anyone know what that is?
No, I learned something new, a new vocabulary word.
I will tell you, she is going to share with us actually what a luthier is.
Good.
This
I'm
is
glad,
a craft.
Sarah.
This is a craft that she has honed for over 11 years. And when Sarah and I were talking in the studio, Karen, we were talking, we had a conversation about the Italian violin versus the French bow. It's a little subculture, a little battle going on. So she can talk to us a little bit about the instruments and about what a luthier is. I don't know if our listeners know what one is, but please share with us and tell us what it's all about.
Yes, thank you, first of all, for having me.
Sure.
Luthier, it comes from luth, like the lute. And in Italian, it's like lutaio. And
lutaio?
Yeah, lutaio. And
lutaio.
So, yeah, you know, come on, get with it. And the... So people who were making and repairing luths, and then that sort of turned into this viol, and then it turned into the violin, and now also people who make and repair guitars are also luthiers.
Oh.
But I am...
but you don't do the guitar.
No, I do violins, violas, cellos. And then by a twist of fate, I learned the art of archetier, like bow making, and so rehairs and things like that.
You know, who would know that that really,
no,
you
know,
there's,
know.
It is a talent.
Yeah.
And it's a skill, obviously.
Totally.
You know, Sarah and I were talking, she said she was trained to sing and sculpt. And through that training, it taught you to listen to your tools. Which
absolutely.
I thought was just a terrific way to express really what an artist does.
Yeah. And it isn't so, I mean, with mine, it's really honestly hearing what the tools are sounding like. It's also feeling them, but. Mostly when you're going through stone, you're hearing this kind of different sounds and it tells you what to do. And once you start to listen, it really has made a big impact on how I help to do adjustments and things.
So like someone will come in and just say they play their violin and then you hear that something's wrong with it.
Yeah. And through training, really, I'm able to, you know, go through and say, you know, I know if it's the instrument or if it's the soundpost or if it's their bow or if it's the strings or, you know, I'm kind of getting very good at honing in and really just nailing what exactly needs to change.
Which
that is
terrific.
And
it's all done in
this,
and this is all done from your studio in Gretna?
Absolutely.
In your basement, you turn it into a studio?
Yeah. Yep. I'll travel on site for a lot of things. People who need to record or like the Chiara Quartet, they're always needing me to, you know, run to them and get it there.
And people are learning about you because the Omaha Symphony principal bassist, Will Clifton, said that, quote, she's obviously incredibly well-trained and she does really, really fine work,
aww,
which is quite a compliment because they don't, you know, their instruments are their life and they don't want to leave it
and
with
they,
anybody.
If they don't have a luthier, what do they do? I mean, I also heard that in that same article, Karen, that you were quoting from, it said we were really excited to have an expert move here within driving distance.
Yeah. Somebody used to drive to Cincinnati.
Yeah,
to
or Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're serving quite a broad purpose here for those musicians in Omaha.
Just up and kind of keeping the bar high.
Yeah, and now I'll be able to crossword puzzles to put luthier.
Indeed.
Luthier.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's luthier. I know, Karen, all night you're going to have dreams. Instead of counting sheep, you're going to count luthiers. One.
And it'll just
two,
be a nasty dream.
Three. Well,
just
you know,
all these old men hunched over.
So. I mean it. It's beautiful. You know, it's amazing to me when you think about it, the artists... what you can do. So you're stringing violins and you're working on violins, but you also said, you know, that you were trained to sing. You were a cantor in a Catholic church in New Jersey?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
How is that? That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My parents were very active in the church when I was growing up. And I'm actually from Omaha, and we were in a church that's everyone should know, that's a Presbyterian church that has a very beefed up choral and music arts program. And so I was like kind of blessed to have that
background.
A real love for kind of an obsession over the sort of high mass sacred works of, you know, all the famous guys, Mozart and Corelli and et cetera.
Yeah, all those guys.
You know Corelli.
Those guys.
Karen,
and
you know Corelli is one of my faves.
We're tight, Jody.
Yours tight.
Yes.
And then also I have this sort of little dirty addiction to those old, gritty, you know, raw gospel songs, you know.
So you can sing
Call
those?
Me Johnny Cash. Yeah, sure, of course. And training in jazz. And
of course.
Well... I don't know. Maybe not now. I've had children.
I can't
sing.
But, that's right.
But
so are you still
it.
Singing then in the middle of your bow making?
Well, I was in New Jersey.
Okay.
Sorry, I digress. I was in New Jersey and I was a cantor. And it was an exciting thing to be that sort of like pure voice among the Because for the longest time, I was trying to darken my voice, thinking I should sound more like someone else. But I had a really clear, like, annoyingly piercing, goes through cement voice.
Voice, and it listen, was, I think it's a great talent, and it says a lot. You know, artists can express themselves in so many ways. And I go back to what you said, which really resonates with me, that you, while training to sculpt, you were trained to listen to your tools. I think if more people did that, they probably would be geniuses in their field, and they probably just don't listen. I mean, that's what people don't take
people
the time to
do.
They don't take the time to listen to each other, and let alone you're listening to your tools, and they speak
the
to you.
And you're probably a very good listener when you talk to someone, too, or when they talk to you.
I do. Yeah. I tend to listen on a few different planes. It's probably pretty annoying.
That's like when you were little, did you say, I want to be a luthier when I grow up?
No, I wanted to be I wanted to be Berlini.
Okay.
Actually, I wanted to be like the most famous sculptor ever. I mean, obviously everyone could be Michelangelo, but who wants to be Bernini? So I did.
Michelangelo
is so old.
Yeah.
So late BC. Right.
He's gone.
Totally. But then you got that other David who's trying to chuck the rock and it's all active and it's great.
That's
it. I wanted that. And then I didn't have enough confidence to do the professional singing thing. I probably didn't have the chops.
Well, you could always, you could always go back to it. That's something you have for your whole life.
Yes.
You know, you can go back to it if you ever get, tired of your bow making or, repairing.
And the little babies. Now we have the babies. So,
Oh, you do?
The 2 and the 4-year-old.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, Penelope Elila and Annabelle Temperance.
Wonderful.
So they're a little feisty.
Oh, you're such a beautiful young woman. And I'm just thrilled with what you do because I don't know anyone else in the world that does
it's
this.
It's a talent.
It's a working art.
It is.
Like
and really, we appreciate you spending time with us. And if anyone is looking for someone that obviously listens to their tools and can help them make and repair stringed instruments.
And she's great.
She's in Gretna and just outside of Omaha. She is willing to help you. It sounds like you are just an expert, and we so appreciate you sharing your time with us and enjoy being a luthier.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah Gray.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, Sarah.
We'll be right back with Don Crilly.
The doctor said it was a close call. It came out of nowhere.
Let's go for one more clear.
But almost dying isn't what scares you. It's the thought that your family will be left behind without you. But you don't know who to call. Call a friend of the family. Carlson Burnett, Attorneys at Law. When you have questions about how to care for your family, you need a friend who can lend a hand. Call Carlson Burnett today, and let's talk about it. Find out more. Click CarlsonBurnett.com.
Are you tired of letting your wireless company take advantage of you? Boost Mobile hears you. That's why they give you monthly unlimited for Android with unlimited talk, text, and web, all without locking you into any contracts. And with Shrinkage, Boost rewards their customers for sticking around by reducing their monthly payments by up to $15 a month with on-time payments. That's like someone paying you for something you already do, like getting up in the morning or brushing your teeth. What's even better is that Boost offers a full lineup of the latest Android-powered phones, such as the Samsung Transform Ultra with slide-out QWERTY keypad, all on the nationwide Sprint network, so you know you'll get reliable service wherever you need it. So don't be taken advantage of. Switch to the wireless company that hears you. Boost Mobile. Be heard.
Boost Mobile, available at Reyes at 31st and Leavenworth. Learn more about getting $20 off any Boost Mobile Android smartphone with new activation.
Coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. Services are subject to additional terms. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
Back in 1955, Sonny Gerber Auto Sales began his reign as the king of buy here, pay here. When you need a car today...
Get to Sonny Gerber Auto Sales, where down payments start as low as $600, $500, even $400. There's a location near you. Stop in at 4519 Cumming Street, 4021 Cumming Street, or 2601 North 72nd Street to see how easy it can be to walk in and drive out. Sonny Gerber Auto Sales, the king of buy here, pay here since 1955.
How many of us have called a contractor only to have them spout off a bunch of construction lingo that doesn't make any sense? I'm Dan Thompson from Thompson & Thompson Third Generation, and I suggest first doing a little research before calling for an estimate. ThompsonThird.com is a great reference for roofing options, siding, windows, and gutters, with links to major suppliers and manufacturers. Second, decide what your budget is. And third, call Thompson & Thompson Third Generation at 296-6051 or click ThompsonThird.com.
Houston, the assassin Alexander!
Man,
That was a little dramatic. It's Houston Alexander, and I want you to join me to watch UFC 154 on pay-per-view at Whiskey Tango tonight. They've got $5 pitchers, $5 pieces, and a chance to sign up to win tickets to VFC 38 on December 15th at the new Ralston Arena. UFC 154 on pay-per-view tonight at Whiskey Tango, 15th of Farnham, downtown. Sponsored by Victory Fighting Championship. You must be 21 or older, or kick your ass out.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, Jody and I are so lucky today. We have this very fascinating man with us today, Dr. Don Crilly. He is the author of A History of the World, which is over 1,000 pages, and this man used to be a vascular surgeon and apparently didn't want to retire, Don, did you?
Not really, but it was looking
time.
At me.
But look at what you've done since your retirement.
So I could follow my another lifelong
another passion
that I have had.
You've had a passion for history your whole life.
All of my life. Mm-hmm. And perhaps you'd like to hear how that started.
Absolutely.
We would love to hear how that started and how you ended up in San Francisco on the clinical faculty as a vascular surgeon and then back to Superior. Walk us through the story.
I grew up here in Nebraska, and I went to medical school in Nebraska, and I did my residency in a brand new field at the Mayo Clinic. I went off after that. Mind you, I have all this time, this history, this interest in history, and I could tell you much about it, even when I was a resident, when I had little time to read. But when I finished my residency, I had the opportunity to go to a very unique, very special city in Central Europe where I could cultivate my interest in history and
do
vascular surgery as well. In Salzburg, in Austria.
In Austria, uh-huh.
And we did the first vascular surgery done there in Salzburg.
Really?
Ooh. And, well, it was a brand new field. After 6 months there, then I came back and settled in California and stayed there for 33 years.
This is by San Francisco?
Yes, but made many trips back to Salzburg.
Yeah, over 75.
At least that number may be a little old. I stayed single forever, and then finally Sylvia and I got married 30 some years ago, and we were married there in Salzburg.
You found this lovely woman. She came into the station with you. We got to meet Sylvia.
It's a unique thing in my life. I thought for a long time I was never going to find anyone,
but you did.
It worked out
fine. How about that? And you have one son?
We have one son, but Sylvia, I have to say, Sylvia comes from German parentage. Mm. Her parents speak German. German was her first language. So taking her back to Salzburg was one of the treats of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd already been in Salzburg many times, had many friends with children who wondered about this strange man that came over a couple of times a year for a month at a time. But then here was a girl, my wife, who could speak not only their language, I could speak a little bit of their language. I was never very good at it, but she not only spoke the language, but she spoke their dialect. And the dialects in the German lands are of special importance. The children in the streets speak the dialect. Their parents try to get them to speak proper German, but they speak dialect in the in the streets, and Sylvie could speak this dialect.
And she was an inspiration for you to write this book, right?
She really was, although I had thought of this. She was. And I had thought about writing, but I never really came close to it until she and I talked about this. Oh, just before I retired, I got to thinking more about it and making little notes. Mm-hmm.
But in all your travels, you have copious notes and maps with all your travels, right?
Oh, yeah, charts, charts and timelines. Yeah.
Because you didn't want to write as
a basis,
of course, for the book.
For writing the book.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you said you didn't want to write an ordinary history book that simply just concentrated on dates and famous people.
It's not an ordinary history mm-hmm. book. I'm very proud of the book, actually, and it's different in several unique mm-hmm. ways. I've concentrated on histories of peoples, of population groups, and de-emphasized what I have found wrong with so many other histories, a concentration on personalities. One of the fine all-purpose histories of the world, history of the world starting in the very beginning, running six volumes, but dwells at some point on Julius Caesar's sex life.
We were just talking about that. Because Julius' sex life is important.
Yeah, I had a dream about that the other night.
We would have no idea, right,
no,
Karen?
No, we have. I hadn't, right.
It's at any rate, I de-emphasize these things personalities in general. I de-emphasize. I don't dwell on them. And one of my favorite examples, if you're interested in this, is the Alexander the Great. I have in my library, I must have 20 books written by scholars of various status. Mm-hmm. On the life on Alexander the Great. And they talk about this guy's birth and what he's done. And here's a battle that he fought. And then he goes on and there's another battle. And pretty soon there's another battle. And you think at the end that that he is such an important person that the world would be so different without this individual. And it's not true at all.
Oh.
Greek civilization captured the world. And it started before Alexander, and it didn't really have that much to do with Alexander.
So you go over this in your book.
I go over this in the book to put this personality in proper perspective mm-hmm. so that you can see what Greek civilization and the spread of Greek civilization meant just at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, who did you find most fascinating? Apparently not Alexander the Great, but who... Who stands out in your mind?
As an individual?
Yeah.
Well, this is the point.
Nobody does.
I don't like to talk of
You're talking about the whole, not the person.
There are scores of individuals.
Sure.
And many of the people that I admire most, I think, are the artists and the scientists of the world. And not so many of them. I mean, there are people, everyone has his weaknesses, and mm-hmm. there are... we're learning today how people whose names might otherwise be high in the history books are really faulty people.
Yeah. How about Albert Einstein?
I know some good stories about Einstein, a man that everyone has to admire, but his personal life had some defects,
yeah,
too.
I'm sure.
So personalities are not so important in my book.
Mm-hmm. You know, Don, you cover so much in this book, and think about it, you know, for our listeners, as Karen said, it's 1,086 pages. But it sounds intimidating, and especially I think if someone looked at the book, it would be intimidating. But from what I understand, it's a very easy read.
People have told me that it's easy to read, but it's intimidating, isn't it? There is a lot of information there.
But you stop. You stop at World War II.
Right. I stop in 1945.
Okay, yeah, the end of World War II.
And I debated just when to stop also.
So do you think there's another book for you to write after World War II?
I have much encouragement about that, but it's not going to be a history of the world from 1945. Oh, okay. What I would like and what I've been told I must write on is my philosophy of history and my ideas, some of which I have mentioned here.
It's not the personalities. I mean, look at the United States right now and the personalities that have evolved. And
there is so much.
Yeah, and all the flaws in everybody's personalities.
Well, I think it's great. You know what, Don, we so appreciate you joining us today in the studio and sharing information about this, what sounds to be a terrific book. Karen and I will spend a weekend reading it.
It's, reading it. Where can we get your book, Don?
It's on Amazon.
Yeah, it's on
Barnes,
Amazon. Okay.
Barnes and Noble.
Right.
Oh, perfect.
And it's available some other places too. Sylvie can tell you more about this.
Great. All right. So we know it's on. So our listeners can get it on Amazon or at Barnes and Noble.
It's called A History of the World. Did you ever do a book signing? Are you ever going to do a book signing?
No, I. The question would be where to do it. I would do it, but
we'll hook you up, Don.
Yeah, maybe
we'll get
hook you up.
We'll get you somewhere. That's right.
If you listeners could see this photo of Don, how many books do you have in your library? Thousands.
Well, one of my thousands.
I mean, look
actually
at this photo.
That's a tiny tiny fraction of the library.
Well, look, you made it happen, right? You were a vascular surgeon for 30 plus years, and you retired, and you followed your dream, and you wrote a book, and our listeners will be all the better for reading a history
exactly.
of the world.
Exactly, and that's
we appreciate it, Don. We do. Thank you. So
for
those folks who have had their hearts operated on or veins.
It
could have been Dr. Crilly for those people in California. And for those that are readers of the history of the world, they know him as Don Crilly. And those folks in Superior, Nebraska know you as Don Crilly. So we really appreciate you stopping by our studio. And we wish you nothing but the best. And we look forward to your second book.
Thank you, Don. Keep
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
Thanks a lot,
Take
Don.
Care.
We'll be right back.
There's no doubt about it. The current economy is tough on a family's budget. Instead of dining out, you eat at home. Instead of going to a movie, you rent a DVD. And when you need a vehicle you can rely on, buying new just isn't an option. So what are your options? Cars on the Money at 96 and Mockingbird. Write this number down, 402-210-8700. That's 402-210-8700. Or you can click on carsonthemoney.com. If you're looking for a reliable car, truck, van, or SUV, Cars on the Money is a no-hassle, family-friendly store with cars that have been serviced and inspected. And if they don't have the vehicle you want, they can find it for you. They have warranties available on every vehicle and APRs as low as 1.9% for 60 months or 2.9% for 72 months to qualified buyers. Call Cars on the Money today at 402-210-8700 or click on carsonthemoney.com. Cars on the Money, 96 and Mockingbird. They can change your life.
Buy a car from Cars on the Money between now and November 21st and you'll receive an entire Thanksgiving dinner for four. Get to Cars on the Money today for your next vehicle and a free Thanksgiving dinner.
This holiday season, Spirit World is making spirits bright. Spirit World has everything you need for holiday gift giving and unforgettable entertaining. Have a scotch lover on your list? Spirit World has the largest selection of scotch in the Omaha Metro, not to mention wines, beers, and other tasty adult beverages. Put together a gift basket for clients, colleagues, just about anyone. They're filled with an assortment of delicious cheeses, crackers, chocolates, and other culinary delights, and expertly paired with wine, beer, or spirits for a truly unique and personal gift. Baskets start at just $25. Not sure what to give? Not to worry. The Spirit World staff can help you find what's right. They even have gift certificates. How about holiday parties and family gatherings? You can spend less time in the kitchen and more time with your guests when Spirit World caters your party. Click SpiritWorldWine.com to see their complete catering menu. Spirit World, making spirits bright at 75th and Pacific. Like them on Facebook for information on new products and events.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema.
Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
Don't miss a minute of the action as your Omaha Lancers take on the best of the USHL on the mighty 1290 Coil.
This is Dan Freeman with Voice of the Omaha Lancers. Join me this Saturday evening as the Lancers wrap up their weekend series in Fargo against the Force. The action starts with the Valpak.com pregame show at 6:50. Puck drops 7:05.
Don't miss a single check, a single shot, or a single goal when the Omaha Lancers hit the ice on the mighty 1290 and the mighty 1290coil.com.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jody, wasn't it fun today with Gerald Charles Dickens?
It was lovely.
He was lovely. Loved his voice.
I know. I could tell that you loved his voice.
I know it.
He was fabulous.
And then luthier, we learned a new word.
We did.
First it was Sarah Gray.
And if you need to get your instruments.
No, my instrument
strong.
Strong.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll get my instruments strong.
Restrung.
Call Sarah.
Absolutely.
And if you're missing in your history knowledge, History of the World.
Grab the book, History of the World.
By Don Crilly. Boy, that'll keep you reading for
a
while.
That's right.
That
we
looks
wish
great.
Every one of our listeners, a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Enjoy with your family.
Happy Turkey Day.
Happy, happy. Please.
Go Huskers.
Don't stuff your bird.
That's too much.
Too much. That's right. And certainly don't stuff yourselves too much.
Right.
And enjoy. Have a safe, and happy holiday.
Yes. And we close today with a fun song sung by Grace and Jack Badalic called First Ladies of the 20th Century. See you next week.
We seem to only study the presidents.
Yeah, they're important.
Yes, they're important. But what about their wives?
What about them?
They had to always stand by their husbands, even if they didn't want to. This was their job. Whether style and grace or beauty and brains, we know the president didn't do it alone.
Great ladies, the first ladies of the 20th century.
First is Teddy Roosevelt, his wife.